Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat.
Brothers and sisters from Advent Reform Thursday. This is Sister Powell calling from Jamaica. I just want to welcome everyone tonight on Health Reform Thursday, as God had made provision for social needs and in every arrangement for the education of the chosen people, it is made manifest that a life centered in God is a life of completeness. We want to thank God for these wonderful promises, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. God promised to satisfy our many needs. So let us go into a word of prayer. Father, what a friend we have in Jesus. We just want to thank you, Lord, for the promises that you have given unto your children. We want to thank you for health, strength, food, shelter, clothing, peace of mind, your words going to and fro. For you protect us, Lord. You provide many means for us and our family members. So we just want to say thank you tonight as we gather around your welcome table to praise you, Lord, and to share the testify and to testify the goodness of you, how you have carried us to, especially allow us, Lord, to get rid of sin, dear Father, and come completeness like you in your own image, Lord. So we just want to thank you for those wonderful promises. Continue to bless every one of us, Lord. We call them by name. You know them, Sister Carla, Lord, and her family, Sister Leola and her family, Sister Tamika and family members, Lord, Sister and Brother John, family and family members, Sister Stephanie, family members, Brother Rick and family members, Lord, Brother Richardson and family members, my Brother Udi and family members, Bernard, family members, also myself and family members, Brother O'Neill and his family members, Lord. We present everyone, Brother Eli, family members and friends. Lord, we present them to you tonight. You know all their needs and many, many more. Those that are on the internet, Lord, we give them to you. Sister Cancinelli and her family members, Sister Barnaby and her family members, we lift them up, Lord, to you. Continue to pour your blessings upon us and help us, Lord, that we will strive to be the mastery, that we will be able to go and share your gospel message to the dying world. We also present those who are on the internet, Lord, from Canada, United States, Japan, the Netherlands, Lord, and other areas all around. We present them to you. Allow us tonight, Lord, that we will have a blessed night to share our testimony and to give you praise. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer. Name. Amen and amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell. I long to hear you guys' voice. I heard from you last week, you know, but you know what? We used to hear quite a while, you know, have not been hearing like my constant day-to-day calling. I have not been doing that because of the internet. But I just want to give God thanks. I just want to let everyone know that I'm doing well, and my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I have not received the barrelzem as yet, and I'm still waiting, so I ask you for prayer. So we're going to open our line because we have a lot of praise report to share, and I'm going to open the line. You know, it's Ed Thursday night, and we go. We may be saying that we are doing this one scripture every week, but you know what, brothers and sisters, His word, and know that we have more scriptures letting us know, you know, that is the right. So, open our scripture passage. With any brothers and sisters on the line want to read, I'm just going to ask you to put up your hand if you want to read for Jamat. Genesis 1:29, and someone can take 3 John 1:2-4, and I will read Revelation 22. Your line is open, or you can press 1 that I can know that you want to participate. As if you don't, I will open your line. Okay, thank you. 518-482, your line is open. Thank you very much.
Sir June, good evening, Sister Powell.
Genesis 1:29. And the last
okay. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I was trying to get you. Genesis 1:29. That's what you want me to read?
Yes, and the last part of 30.
I'm coming. Genesis 1. You know, the devil is so busy. He didn't want me to get my glasses to read. But here it is. It says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you, it shall be for meat. And 29. Yes, and read verse 30.
The last line.
And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, my dear Sister Continelli, for reading. And I know I will be hearing from you more. So we're going to open the line for the next reader, and then we will be able to share more. 225-337, your name, where you're calling from. Thank you for joining, and also welcome.
Amen, amen. Thank you for opening my line, and good evening, Sister Powell. And I will read 3 John, verses 1 through 4. I believe that's what you want me to read. It says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth, in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walking in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, beloved Sister Leola, for reading the second chapter, and we will be hearing from you shortly. We're going to,
amen.
You know, want every one of us to participate. Opening Sister Carla. 635, your line is open. Like to you, will hear your voice. For us, Revelation 22.
About
423.
Can you hear me?
Yes, dear, I heard you now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, sorry, I had stepped away from the phone earlier, and I'm just thanking the Lord. Did you you have everything read? I just wanted to share a verse.
No, I would like you to read Revelation 22, and then you can share.
Okay. Revelation chapter 22.
22, just the second verse. Two.
Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 22, verse 2, read, in the midst of the tree of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruits every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I would like to I just thanking God for another a new day, for his blessing, and for us to come together and worship him in spirit and in truth, and to testify of his goodness and, you know, to encourage each other. So I just thank the Lord for this moment. Thank the Lord for each and every one of my brothers and sisters, and how the Lord has been faithful. The Lord has been keeping us, and may we be faithful unto him also. And I would like to read from a devotion, The Faith I Live By, Health in Obedience, God's Law. That's the title, Health in Obeying God's Law. A strong body temple, for bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. And I'll skip down. It says, the assurance of God approval will promote physical health. It fortifies the soul against doubt, perplexity, and excessive grief that so often sap the vital force and induce nervous disease. You see a lot of people with nervous disease, and now we know some of the reason why, and also medication causes nervous disease. The conscience of right doing is the best medicine for diseased body and mind. The special blessing of God resting upon the receiver is health and strength. A person whose mind is quiet and steadfast in God is in the pathway to health. Amen. To have a conscience that the eyes of the Lord are upon us and his ears are open unto our prayer is a satisfaction indeed. To know that we have a never-failing friend in whom we can confide all the secrets of the soul is a privilege which words can never express. One more paragraph. Courage, hope, faith, sympathy, love promote health and long, prolonged life. Again, courage, hope, faith, sympathy, love promotes health and prolonged life. A contented mind, a cheerful spirit is health to the body and strength to the soul. And I'm reminding of, it's a chapter also, and it's also a song, a merry heart does it good like a medicine, but a broken spirit, we know it will dry up the bone. So let us have a merry heart, brothers and sisters. Jesus love you. He's soon to come. Let us be prepared and ready to meet our Savior and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, all three, Sister Continelli, Sister Lee, and Sister Carlo for reading. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for that reading, that devotion taught, and that the Lord wants us to be doing right, doing in everything. You know that these of Christ, courage, faith, hope, and sympathy, and love. She also read about a merry heart. You know, God wants us to be merry, my dear beloved on this line. So we just want to thank God that God is God who said he made provision for our social needs, and in arranging for our education of a chosen people, it is made manifest that the life center complete all these wonderful words of promises and encouragement to us. So we just want to thank God for his word. Thank you again, my dear Bella, for sharing. I'm going to open this line. Now we are going to open the line each. So we ask you again, you know, number one, to participate and also to share tonight is Ed Reform. So we are asking everyone 30168, you're open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Howdy do, beloved. Can you hear me, Sister Powell?
Amen, amen, amen.
Howdy do, beloved. This is Steffi calling from the Maryland area. And so I'm just so thankful, as I said before, hearing my mom's voice. Well, I guess I can't say that right. Hearing Sister Powell's voice It's always just a pleasure and a blessing for me. I know that, you know, she is not here on, you know, she's not in the United States. She is in Jamaica. And so each time I get the opportunity to hear her, I just feel at home, right? I just feel like I'm there. So I'm gaining from her actually being there. So hearing her on the line is always a blessing. It's exciting and encouraging and uplifting to me. And I thank you, Sister Carla, for sharing that devotional as well. I do want to give, you know, just some quick praise report, quote unquote. Quick praise report. I told you all that I am looking for a particular position, right, as it pertains still in education, but more like a support kind of out of the classroom, not having like, you know, being fixated in one particular class. And so I got up the morning, so I want y'all to pray, because it says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And I know that there's some praying people on this line, right? And I don't know if Sister Leola is on, but, you know, and I know they pray. I wasn't able to come on the Wednesday because I was in a training all day. And so it happened to, you know, I got up that morning and I said, you know, I prayed and I was like, God, you know where my heart is. Time is winding down. You know, everything is coming and I need to kind of, you know, have you just do your thing, God. But I'm not discouraged, right? I'm still encouraged. And so one of my girlfriend on the line, she said to me, did you look into, you know, the site? So there's a site that we look into to see, you know, what kind of job that they have available. And so I went in there, and lo and behold, one of them popped up. You know, I've been putting information in previously, right? And then I had emailed one of the HR person that I know. You know, he works in my cluster, and so he sent me back an email saying that, you know, he's going to be out for an extended period of time. And I was like, okay, God, I mean, you know, I'm going to do my part, because you said when I do my part, you're going to do your part. And so I was like, okay, let me keep looking. So I'm looking, and this popped up on Monday, and I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, God, you know, what is this? You know, so I didn't. I looked at the description. I looked at what it is, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna apply for it. I didn't apply for it exactly at that moment, but then I heard the Spirit, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna follow what you say. And so I went on the site. Actually, usually when the jobs pop up, it doesn't give you like a particular school. So it will just say whatever the system is, right? So like, let's say you're in Georgia or you're in Augusta. It would say Augusta. So it did not give a specific school, but this one happened to give a specific school. So I went on the site and I was looking, you know, and I was like, oh my goodness. And then I saw a letter from, you know, the principal. The principal is new to the school. He's not new to education, but he's new to the school. So, and then I read his little bio and realized he's from, you know, Dominica. And I was like, okay. So I prayed. I said, you know what, God, I'm going to call him. And, you know, I said, I want you to send the Holy Spirit to go before me so that you can open up that way, that path. And so I called. And I didn't get him. I didn't, you know, it went to voicemail, so I left him a message. No sooner, like, you know, a couple minutes, probably about 5 minutes later, whatever, I'm on the phone, and then I saw the number, and I recognized the number. And so I immediately answered the phone, because then, you know, I mean, I immediately answered, and I was like, hello, how are you? And, you know, he gave his name, and I was like, I want to congratulate you for, you know, being named the principal for that school, and da-da-da-da. And I'd say to him, I said, you know what? I said, this is a divine intervention. I said, the Spirit this morning, I got up and I was praying and asking God, you know, to lead me. This is what I'm telling the man. Never met the man from Adam, but this is what I'm saying to him. And I was like, you know, and I read your memo, your bio, and realized you're from Dominica. I'm from Jamaica. And, you know, just went on and just kind of share. I said, you know, gave him a little bit about, you know, my stuff, and I told him. And so he was like, I said, I saw it in my portal. And so he was like, you know, okay, go ahead and, you know, do it and then, you know, notify and stuff like that. So I am praying. I am praying. And I want you all to pray that will come through. I know that, you know, usually those type of positions are not easy to come by because, you know, everybody has their, everything is like political, everything is just like who you know, rowdy. So I just pray that, you know, the Holy Spirit through Christ will just kind of manifest himself in that situation because ultimately I want his will to be done, right? Ultimately I want his will to be done. Being able to be in a building where it's a higher building, it's a middle school, so it has more kids and more teachers than what I would have in my elementary school, so it would give me the opportunity, you know, to minister to more individuals and stuff like that. So I'm praying that, you know, it will work out. Amen. And I know that you're praying for me as well. Continue to lift up my family, and just pray for God's strength and his comfort through this time, because it's just so much thing going on, right, going on around us. But I want to be able to be strengthened. So I'm asking you all to pray for God's strength. I'm taking these classes because I have to take some CPI classes, you know, to connect with that job to make sure that I'm prepared, right? And so I'm taking all of these classes again, but it is necessary for the different position that I'm looking at. And so I just ask you all to keep me in prayer, and I'm thankful that God is going to come through and manifest himself in my life, and I pray that for you as well. Thank you, Sister Powers, for opening up my line.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. What happened here? Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for coming on and also giving that praise report. God is able. He heard your cry, and I know he is going to answer. And with prayer and without faith, we know that he is able to do all things. So I just want to thank you for that praise report and for hearing. 85232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for all the goodness and all his mercy, blessing us another day. And we're just thankful to be on this line again. I would like to read a prayer. You, Lord, know our needs even before we ask you for them. You are more than willing to provide for us. You say, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Let our faith in your fatherly provision grow as we see you provide for us time and time again. Amen. I just want to thank God for his blessings and his words that strengthen us and give us the strength and the courage to go each day. We was blessed when we woke up this morning and we saw another day. So I just... Sister Powell? Hello? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Her line dropped and she will come back on. So go ahead and you can continue to share, Sister Brenda.
They heard most of it?
We heard all of it. But Sister Pauline,
okay.
She'll come back.
Okay. I just want to ask for prayers for the Advent Light, our family on prayer. So it's on and off the prayer line. I want to pray for those that's sick, those in the nursing home or wherever they may be. want to pray for those to come back to a prayer line. We just want to pray for all those that don't have a place to live. Just want to keep each and every one in prayer, the whole world. We just want to pray for our prayer wars that are teaching the sermons and that's teaching doing the work on the prayer line. They're doing a wonderful job, and we thank them for that. So I just thank everybody for every input we all put in just for being on this line. So I'm going to let Brother John say a few things. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John.
This is Brother John from Humble, Louisiana. And it's my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And we're having a blessed day today. And everything is going great for you. And I just want to say that God is mighty, and the knowledge that he teaches us, and through the prayer line teaches us, through the Bible and the messages and everything. And this one said that he's focusing on striving to do the will of God and everything, and made my life more enriched and everything like that. Made everything, a lot of positivity things going on in my life that I thank God for. I'm going to continue going in the past. So I won't say too much more, but everyone have a blessed one. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Sorry about that. A while ago, I was disconnected. I went on back. And thank you for sharing, both Sister Brenda and Brother John. And Brother John, thank you for coming. You know, God is to be praised for all the things that he have been doing in your life. And we just want to thank you. And I think while I was talking a while ago, you were talking, I heard the little children. And, you know, I always like to minister to those precious children, brothers and sisters on the line, Sister Brenda's grandchildren and all the little grandchildren that is around. So we're going to pause a little and sing their little song, right? Sister Brenda, we are going to sing a little song for the grandchildren. I heard like there was a little voice around, so I'm going to sing for them. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are all precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Yes, my dear little children all around the world, Jesus loves you all, and Jesus wants you to be obedient both to mommy, daddy, and everyone who you come contact with. So we are praying for you guys that you grow up to be a young ladies and young men to carry out God's work. Thank you again. Yes, my dear. I'm going to open some line now, my dear beloved, that you can give your praise report, some of the things that you use to boost your immune system. You can share some of the things, you know, briefly before we, you know, go into our season of prayer. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm going to open the first line. Right, 518-482 again. Welcome.
Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. I'm very happy to be here again this evening. And I want to thank God for his protection over all of us and bring us here together on this Health Thursday. Words of Health. This evening, I just want to remind us, I want to speak on health, rest, R-E-S-T. And the little song that we always sing at the end of the day is, now the day is over. Now the day is over. Night is drawing in. Shadows of the evening steals across the sky. I'm going to stop right here. And because we're here, now the day is over, night is drawing nigh, and it is for a reason. That reason that the night is drawing nigh right now is for us to R-E-S-C. You may have heard a lot of the same. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And 1 hour, just imagine, 1 hour before midnight is worth 2 after midnight. You know, our parents and grandparents used to tell us these things from, you know, regarding your body. Your body needs to rest. And science has found this very, very true. If we do not rest, what happens? A lot of things happen. In fact, it provides the best and most productive health from when the sun sets to when it rises, or the hours of darkness. This is because important hormones essential for health of our bodies are secreted. It's secreted by our brain during these hours, light and darkness. God made this light and darkness. They signal and feed through the eye retina, through a control center in the brain where our body clock is situated. And the body clock gives what? Messages to our brain. The pineal gland, a little gland, the size of a pea, is situated in our midbrain as to when they secrete these hormones. And we are told that if a person is exposed to natural outdoor cycles of the day, the pineal gland will automatically set itself to 24 hours a day. How wonderful that is, God made us. That is that the pineal gland will automatically match its cycle to the length of 1 Earth day. That way, the time of noon on Earth is always noon in the pineal gland. And once exposed to the light each day, our body clock begins to perform function as raise our body temperature, raising and stimulating day the hormones such as the cortisol. It delays the release of nighttime hormones essential with sleep onset until dark falls. The darkness signals start to enter the pineal gland at sunset. Let's remember that. At sunset, it reaches a peak around 2 a.m. and then increasingly decline until light signals start to enter at sunrise. Therefore, the hour when the pineal gland is secreting the most hormone is from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. So here we see vital hormones produced in these hours. And I do not have to say all of that we know about. I'm just reminding us, because human growth hormones is released during deep sleep, and studies have shown that the interruption of this deep sleep stage abruptly stops its release. The hormone most of us have probably heard of is serotonin, or mood hormones. If we do not have much sleep, we got scratchy. We are not happy. We are not good friends. We do not make good friends. We get cranky, we get irritable, and we even depressed when we wake up. So this late night is not good for us. It's very depressing. It depresses our body, our minds. And it affects our moods because the brain has been able to reduce the amount of serotonin to our body. So I am going to stop right there and just say that rest is very important. There are factors that decrease hormones like stress, caffeine intake, alcohol, evening meals. Think about that. Evening meals, when you eat too late, it affects your body. Evening meals is something that we should eat very early and let your body, you know, gradually go to sleep and reap the benefits of our stomach getting a night rest. Because while we sleep, our body shouldn't be, our stomach shouldn't be working when it's time for us to sleep. So if we make lunch, the main meal of the day, this is significantly better than loading up on the food right before bed. So we shouldn't eat right before bed, right? Because our metabolism begins to slow down as the day ends in our preparation for bedtime. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we see the importance of eating early, eating well, so that when our temperature, the body that, you know, when you eat, it says at bedtime, our body temperature is necessary for able to sleep. For us to sleep, the temperature has to go down. However, digestion process raise body heat. And so if we are eating a lot of food before we go to bed, we cannot get a proper rest. We get poor sleep rhythms brought on by improper eating habits can lead to healthy conditions such as acid reflux, which occurs when stomach acid backs up into our esophagus.
No.
So all of this is very important. So let us obey the laws of health by God's grace, and we would be more healthy, more pleasant person to be around, and God would bless us with health and strength. I want to thank everyone for praying for me, and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless us so that we would obey God's law so we can live a more healthy life. I would like you to pray for my brother-in-law. He is very ill. I just got the message this week that he's ill, and I hope that as he sees the doctor today, they were able to diagnose what is wrong with him. He is very weak, and I want to ask my brothers and sisters to remember him in prayer. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line, and thank all of those who are praying for me and was praying for me. We at length memorized my sister, and she's resting in peace. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear Sister Continelli, for sharing and also bringing that health talk, rest, as we have been studying about the 8 laws of health and how important God's law is to us. And brother, there are some important topics that my dear sister have raised about eating late and also not getting proper rest before, you know, midnight rest and not sleeping. So we just want to thank my dear beloved sister. And sure, we will be praying for your brother-in-law and thank God that he allow you and family to travel to your sister's funeral. So God is so good. He's so great. So my dear beloved, as we are drawing near to our prayer, we are asking my dear beloved, you know, if they could be briefly, I'm going to open their line, so that they can share the goodness of God, right? This person cut off again. I was going to open the line, but it looked like they dropped. 225-337, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. As Sister Stephanie, I heard her, and I just want to give God praise. I just want to praise God for a second because I'm just reading Psalms 45. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I just want to just quote a few of these scriptures. And it tells us that great is the Lord, and it says he is unsearchable. And it tells us glory and honor and majestic is he, and he has wonders and works. And, you know, brothers and sisters, God is so good. And when the Bible tells us that his glory and honor and majestic is he, he says his kingdom, his everlasting kingdom is forever. You know, so many things. And the Bible also say in him is truth. All these blessings that we know, just as you said, Sister Powell, God is so good. And as he done blessed Sister Stephanie, oh, I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, we get a blessing every day. I had my blessing. I praise God. When I got up this morning, I was able to get up and prepare myself to go to the doctor, come from the doctor, and got home and prepared things. And I was a little late coming online. Brother, my husband had a birthday, and I just praise God. My sisters and my brothers bought him some things today. I just thank God for that. And he and I are the same age. So the Lord blessed him with another year. And he's not one to acknowledge or just talk about birthday. He's not that. But I just let him know. I say, honey, I'm a praise God for another year for you. I say, because that is a blessing. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to be on this prayer line. I'm grateful to hear you again, Sister Powell, on the prayer line, to hear my brothers and sisters, to know that we heard from Brother Rick. I'm grateful to know that his wife is doing well. I'm grateful to hear that Sister Ashley is in the care place to take care of her, for her to get better. We've been lifting that up in prayer. I wasn't able to get on this morning because I had to get to the doctor early. So I'm grateful that I was able to make it back safe traveling. Mercy for my husband and all my brothers and sisters. And we've been praying for teachers and students that this year that God will send his holy angels at these schools and protect. And Sister Stephanie, we prayed yesterday that teachers, they cannot pray, but they need to be praying. And I know my sister prays in her classroom. And lifting up prayers and praying for that school, for that protection. So I'm grateful to God for what he's doing, because truly he is the one. And as the last part of this scripture, I would like to read that, because he says, and this one right here, he says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, and to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him, for he also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserve all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. So I just praise God for his blessings that he bestowed upon us to be able to get on this prayer line once again. And y'all able to hear Sister Leola, hear Sister Powell, to hear one another. God is good. So I just want to thank God for this blessing that we are here on this prayer line tonight. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And I can
say
a prayer.
Amen.
Just give a prayer to bless us tonight. Amen.
Can you just wait and just give the prayer close? General prayer for me. Make I just open this line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. 518-482, can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Can you make it briefly for me, please?
Sister Paula just finished speaking.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, my, oh Lord. Sorry, I caught, do the wrong and one. Sorry. 518-857-505. Sorry about that, Sister Cantinelli.
Amen. Sister Power, hello. Sister Power, hello. Sister Power, welcome on the prayer line. Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to thank God for his love, Sister Power. I like to thank God for his mercy because he is worthy to be praised, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request is to pray for my mother, live for my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. I need a lot of prayer. And Sister Power, do not forget to pray for Sister Abby in prayer. Sister Power, do not forget to tell Sister Miola to lift up Sister Abby in prayer. Let me spell it for her, Sister Power. It's on A-B-B-I-E. Sister Abby. Sister Miola, do not forget to lift up Sister Abby in prayer.
Yes,
she needs a lot of prayer,
yes,
too, and her brother. And do not forget to lift up Sister Tina in prayer, too, Sister Power. Sister Tina is T-I-N-A. Sister Tina and her sister, too, because I invite her sister on the prayer line, Sister Power. Her name is Tina's sister. I invite her sister on the prayer line. So I don't know, can Sister Miola pray for her to lift her up in prayer because I invite her. And do not forget to pray for Abby's brother, Sister Power. His name is Noka. Sister Power, do not forget to mention that name, Noka. Do not forget to tell Sister Miola his name is Noka. Thank you. May God bless you all.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Sure, we're going to pray for Sister Abby, Nova, and Tina, and also Tina's sister, your mother, and yourself. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, now is the time. You know, we are, if anyone else on the line wants to share before we go into a prayer, we can. I will, before we go into the prayer, I will just have a little praise report. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, I'm having a great time here in Jamaica with the children. We are doing the vacation Bible school at Burnside Valley Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I'm telling you, we have over 56 children yesterday and also elder big people. And, you know, the program went on good, and there were little children, quite a few little ones. And, you know, they were just happy, you know, doing their little work. And also today we had the same number. You know, and God is good, God is great. Also, the children are so excited to listen. When will be your home? Even though they are at the church and I am still there, they are still asking when again we will be having the vacation Bible school. So they only have a week there. So by the grace of God, the community back to school, in which quite a few community children went, but you know, there are more community children out there did not go because there are some going to a camping, have various team session, and also there are so some of them is working. They are all grown and have a job. So God is so good, is so great. So I thank God for that, what that is going. And good news. So far, I just heard that the barrel reached, and we made an appointment for us to go for it tomorrow, 9 o'clock. So asking you to pray that God will open their hearts and touch them, that they will, you know, do the right thing, because they are sometimes, their price is so high. So asking for prayer. So I'm going to open the line, my dear beloved brothers and sister. We have not heard from Sister Tamiko, so we asking you or to lift up Sister Tamiko in prayer. Sister Leola, I'm going to open your line if you could lead us in prayer. And my dear beloved, the next voice you will hear as Elder the Reform will be Sister Stephanie. So I'm going to open this line. And thank you all for joining. 225-227, your line is open, Sister Leola. Can you lead us in prayer? I think you heard the prayer request of Brother Eli, Tina, sister, and also he's praying for his mother and Abby and Nogo, right? And also lift up the whole group in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Yes. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, O my soul. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He's slow to anger. Oh, Father, as we come to the throne of grace, Father, we pray, Father, for your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, even in this prayer, Father. Lord, we do know that you said that we don't know what to pray for, but, Father, you take it to you. Our Savior said he take it to his Father, and he give it to him according to the way it should be. So, Heavenly Father, as we come before the throne to thank you for this day and to thank you for this prayer line, to thank you for all our brothers and sisters that have joined us. Now, Lord, we come to the throne of grace to lift up our brothers and sisters. Father, may you bless each and every one on here tonight. Now, Father, as we lift up Brother Eli to you and all of his requests, Father, Abby, Sister Tina, and Nobi, and he has so many other requests, his mother and all the others, Father, we pray and we lift them up to you, Father. You know each heart. So, Father, you touch their heart and help them, lead them, and guide them, Father, to what you need them to be, where you need them to be, and who need to speak to them to bring them to you, Father, to let them know that time is winding up, that we need to draw closer to you. Now, Father, we also lift up Sister Brenda to you, Father, as Sister Brenda praying for the prayer line and the brothers and sisters. She's praying for her family. Father, she asking you to keep her, to strengthen her, lead and guide her also, and praying for her children, her grandchildren, Father. Lord, as these children go into school, Lord, we lift them up to you, asking you, Father, that you help the children with the behavior problems, Lord. We're asking that you just allow them to hear that little small, still voice that want to guide them and want to help to learn something in school, Lord, because time is passing so fast. And the next thing you know, Father, they're going to the next grade, and they have not comprehended all they need. So, Father, help them to pay attention to their teachers, and, Father, and to give their teacher the attention that they need. Because if the teacher have their attention and to be able to teach them, Lord, they will get all what they need. So, Father, be with these children in the schools, from the babes on up to the youth. So thank you, Father, for that. And also, Father, we lift up Sister Tamika to you, Lord, Father. We're lifting up her children, Taiwan and Tony and Kiosha, all these, Lord, and her mother, all the family, Father. We lift them up to you, and you hear the prayers that has been prayed for each one. And, Father, according to your will, Father, we ask that you please have mercy and teach them also what thy will be. And, Lord, Father, we also lift up Sister Power to you and her ministry. Lord, Father, the children that she have in that Bible, in the Bible school, Lord, Father, Bible vacation, Lord, we pray for each and every one, especially, Father, their mothers, that these children can take something home to allow their mother to know that what they are learning, they are accepting something that's so peculiar, Lord, Father, and to take it in heart. Father, help these children to grow and grow and to love you and to accept your word and to understand that this, what they are learning, Father, is going to go a long way in their life. Please, Lord, give them that wisdom and that knowledge that they need to guide their life as they become the adults, Father. Lord, allow their parents, Lord, to take some in their lives. Take notice and help them to study and train these children the way they should go, Father. So please bless these homes, Lord. As Sister Power is pouring out our heart and helping and teaching, Lord Father, you said that nothing will be wasted. And Lord, I'm asking you, Father, to please have mercy also on Alex Nation as he builds this home for the homeless, Lord. I'm asking you to provide the finance. I'm asking you to help the homeless, the schools, Lord. The little boy, Ricardo, Lord Father, keep him humble. And Lord Father, and allow him to know. I'm hoping that he's in the Bible study with Sister Power, the Bible school. I'm hoping that every child that send them, bring them to you, Father, and that they may learn of you. And now, Lord, we also pray for the rest of the people, Lord. But we're going to lift up Brother Rick to you first, Lord, and his wife. Lord, Father, you see that our brother, your son, Lord, he may be having a hard time, Father, because he has on one end, he has his daughter, Ashley. On the other end, Lord, Father, he has his wife. Oh, Father, his grandchildren, Father. Lord, I know that could be tough. But, Lord, but you say if he just put it in your hand, Lord, Father, you tell us to lay our burdens at your feet. And because we cannot carry, so please, Father, take it, Lord, and let him know that you're going to carry it and you are able to make his burdens light. So, Father, please have mercy and touch his heart and let him know that you have it, Lord. It's nothing that he could do. Lord, please continue to lead and guide Brother Rick and his family, teaching him, Lord, what he should do for each and every one, because, Lord, I know that he need help with that. Now, Lord, we also pray for our brothers and sisters. First, Father, we lift up Sister Stephanie once again. Lord, as she's going, she didn't apply for the job. The work has already been done. Now, Father, and Lord, we know, as I read earlier, you said in your word, they that fear God and believe him, you will answer according to your will. And you sees the heart. You know her heart. And, Father, we ask that you do according to your will. She don't want nothing that's out of your will, but she wants whatsoever that you have for her, Lord, she accepts. So thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her life.
Amen.
And even for the information that she received. Oh, thank you. And now, Lord, we lift up. We lift up other brothers and sisters, Sister Carla, Brother O'Neill, Father. We're going to just do general prayer with all the others, Lord. Can't go one by one. But also, Father, as we just pray for each one, Sister Costanelli, and she asked for prayer for her brother-in-law. Lord, please have mercy upon him. Lord, Father, you see his need. So we lift him up to you, asking you to take care of him and plead his cause. Lord, search his heart. Don't let him leave here, Lord, without knowing you. Speak to his mind and let him confess his sins and forsake them, Lord, Father, and say, and tell the Lord his Sabbath, and he will do what you need him to do. Father, thank you for what you're doing. Lord, we also lift up this prayer line to you, Lord, Father, asking that you continue to bless this prayer line and continue to lead us on this prayer line. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Lord, it's only you that see everything, and you are able to make everything according to your will. So please have mercy upon us. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit to bless us and especially bless the message that will be spoken tonight. And we ask that you would give the speaker the power from off high and let it be your words and not hers. And especially pierce our heart with this message, Lord, that we can be prepared for this time that we need. And, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And whomever, Lord, I didn't get to say all names, but I lift up each and every brother and sister on this prayer line to you. Bless each and every one of us and bless this message that we will hear. Pour your Holy Spirit out upon us, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Power, for opening my line.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leela, for prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, again, you have listened to all the prayers that was lifted up to you. Had it, Lord, with my dear Sister Stephanie, present her to you with a job offer there that she had put in the application for, Lord. We are asking you, as we mention all these and this one had it, we ask you, Lord, to hear our cry. We know you are the great physician professor. We know you are the great I am. So as we present all these requests, we all agree with them, and we are asking you, let your will be done. As the speaker will be going on to present his word to us, we ask you to fill our heart, Lord, so that we will be receptive of everything we heard, that we can go and share with others, we pray. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, amen. Thank you again, my dear beloved, for joining. And the next voice you will hear will be the voice of our speaker, Sister Stephanie. Welcome again, everyone. 301-868, your line is open.
Amen, 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 amen. Can you hear me all right, Sister Powell?
Oh, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. All right, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for opening up my line. It's a pleasure, and it's a blessing to be here with you all tonight. And, you know, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. We know that the enemy, many times, he will come and sneak up, right, and try to get in our minds so that we can think or we can believe that the God of heaven that we serve is not alive, doesn't love us, is not kind, is not loving. He will put those things in our mind, right, when things seem like it is not going our way. But we serve a risen Savior, right? We serve a God that is the same today and yesterday. We serve a God that reminded us in the third epistle of John, and I know, Sister Powell, you went over that, right, in the third epistle of John.
You want me to read it?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm not getting it.
My eyes, you know, sometimes. I'm coming, my dear beloved. Sometimes my eyes, too. Beloved, the elders unto the well-beloved, Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Want Revelation
yes,
22. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Revelation 22, verse 2.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for sharing that. You know, we know I was having a conversation talking to my daughter and just reminding her that the enemy, Satan, has a counterfeit for everything that God does. Is that correct? Satan has a counterfeit for everything that God does. So we have to know, we have to make sure that we know what the real thing is, right? Because that's the only way you can spot the counterfeit, right? We have to know what the real thing sound like, who the real thing is, what the real thing looks like, so that we're not deceived. Because a lot of times, you know, the enemy will play on that flesh, right? Play on our feelings. Oh, I'm not feeling like that today. I'm not feeling like this today. And we know that the Holy Spirit gives us feeling to do or not to do, right? But we also know that the enemy will come and put that in our ears. Oh, no, you don't have to do anything. Just sit down. You don't have to get prepared for the Sabbath. Just sit down and watch television and do all of this stuff. So we have to know who and what voice we're hearing and listening to and leading and allowing to lead us. All right? So I just wanted to put that. And so we're going to look at the false and the true in education. The false and the true in education. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for tarrying with us. We ask you that you will strengthen us, Lord. Give us your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, Lord. We ask you. And we're begging of you a double portion of your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that you will change us in your image, Lord. You will answer all of our prayers, Lord, according to your will, according to your riches, and according to your glory. Forgive us, Lord, of anything that we have done that is not in line with you that will hinder this prayer. And I pray that you will touch my lips with coals so that this message is going to be one that will allow us to be changed, will allow us to leave here with fire in our bones to do your bid and to share it with others. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So I'm reading from The False and the True in Education. The False and the True in Education. We know that there's a lot of things that are going on, a lot of doctrine, a lot of things, fake news, misnews, disinformation, information, just all kind of stuff going on. And so it is fitting for us to go here and read. So I'm at page 437. That's in the parentheses. If you are not using that in the one that I have, you can look at 381. So 437 and the false and the true in education. All right? So it is 37 in this version that I have, but I'm not sure if that might be in the same. I know sometimes it differs. All right, so it says, wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? It says, the mastermind in the confederacy of evil is working to keep out of sight the words of God and to bring into view the opinion of men. I'm going to read that again. The mastermind in the confederacy of evil is ever working to keep out of sight the words of God and to bring into view the opinions of men. He means that we shall not hear the voice of God saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Isaiah 30:21. Many times we can be stumbling blocks to one another, right? We don't encourage, we tear down, right? We don't speak, give testimony and speak praises. We murmur and we complain. And so we know that if we're in a situation where we're murmuring and complaining, that is not the Spirit of God, okay? All right, so we continue. It says, through perverted educational processes, he is doing his utmost to obscure heaven's light. Philosophical speculation and scientific research in which God is not acknowledged, are making skeptics of thousands. In the schools of today, the conclusions that learned men have reached as the results of their scientific investigations are carefully taught and fully explained, while the impression is distinctly given that if these learned men are correct, the Bible cannot be. Skepticism is attractive to the human mind. So that's doubt, right? The youth see in it an independence that captivates the imagination, and they are deceived. Satan triumphs. He nourishes every seed of doubt that is sown in young hearts. He causes it to grow and bear fruit, and soon a plentiful harvest of infidelity is reaped. It is because the human heart is inclined to what? To evil, that it is so dangerous to sow the seeds of skepticism in young minds. Whatever weakens faith in God robs the soul of power to resist temptation. It removes the only real safeguard against sin. I'm going to read that again. It is because the human heart is inclined to evil that it is so dangerous to sow the seeds of skepticism in young minds. Whatever weakens faith in God robs the soul of power to resist temptation. It removes the only safeguard against sin. We are in need of schools where the youth shall be taught that greatness consists in honoring God by revealing his character in daily life. Through his word and his works, we need to learn of God that our lives may fulfill his purpose. I'm turning my page. God goes you.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I just know.
Okay. All right, so I'm in the physician and educator, power of example. Power of example, page 131. It says, the physician who ministers in the home of the people, watching at the bedside of the sick, relieving their distress, bringing them back from the borders of the grave, speaking hope to the dying, wins a place in their confidence and affection, such as is granted to few others. Not even to the minister of the gospel are committed possibilities so great or an influence so far-reaching. The physician, because each and every person on this line is a medical missionary, right? The physician's example, no less than his teaching, should be a positive power on the right side. The cause of reform calls for men and women whose life practice is an illustration of self-control. It is our practice of the principles we inculcate that gives them weight. The world needs a practical demonstration of what the grace of God can do in restoring to human beings their lost kingship, giving them mastery of themselves. There is nothing that the world needs so much as a knowledge of the gospel's saving power revealed in Christ's lives. I'm going to read that again. The world needs a practical demonstration of what the grace of God can do in restoring to human beings their lost kingship, giving them mastery of themselves. There is nothing that the world needs so much as a knowledge of the gospel's saving power revealed in Christ-like lives. The physician is continually brought into contact with those who need the strength and the encouragement of a right example. Many are weak in the moral power. They lack self-control and are easily overcome by temptation. The physician can help these souls only as he reveals in his own life a strength of principle that enables him to turn over every injurious habit and defiling lust in his life must be seen the working of a power that is divine. If he fails here, however forcible or persuasive his words may be, his influence will tell for evil. Many seek medical advice and treatment who have become moral wrecks through their own wrong habits. They are bruised and weak and wounded, feeling their folly and their inability to overcome. Such ones should have nothing in their surroundings to encourage a countenance of the thoughts and feelings that have made them what they are. They need to breathe an atmosphere of purity, of high and noble thought. How terrible the responsibility when those who should give them a right example are themselves enthralled by hurtful habits, their influence affording to temptation an added strength. And that was from The Physician and Educator. I read page 131, Power of Example. Power of Example. Lo, am I with you all day, save to serve. I want to remind you that God is with us. I know it is rough. I know it is tough. I know things look bleak, but trust and believe that God is with you. No matter what you may be going through, God is with you. So I'm in Save to Serve 103. Lo, I am with you all the days. For 3 years, the disciples had before them the wonderful example of Jesus. Day by day, they walked and talked with him, hearing his words of cheer to the weary and heavy laden, and seeing the manifestation of his power in behalf of the sick and afflicted. When the time came for him to leave them, he gave them grace and power to carry forward his work in his name. They were to shed abroad the light of his gospel of love and healing. They were to shed abroad the light of his gospel of love and healing. And the Savior promised that his presence would be always with them. Through the Holy Spirit, he would be even nearer to them than when he walked visibly among them, among men. The work which the disciples did, we also are to do. Every Christian is to be a missionary in sympathy and consequences, we are to minister to those in need of help, seeking with unselfish earnestness to lighten the woes of suffering humanity. All men find something to do. None need feel that there is no place where they can labor for Christ. The Savior identifies himself with every child of humanity that we might become members of the heavenly family. He became a member of the earthly family. He is the Son of Man and thus a brother to every son and daughter of Adam. His followers are not to feel themselves detached from the perishing world around them. They are a part of the great web of humanity, and heaven looks upon them as brothers to sinners as well as to saints. Millions upon millions of human beings in sickness and ignorance and sin have never so much as heard of Christ's love for them. Were our condition and theirs to be reversed? Were our conditions and theirs to be reversed, what would we desire them to do for us? All this so far as lies in our power, we are to do for them Christ's rule of life, by which every one of us must stand or fall in the judgment, is whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Matthew 7, verse 12. By all that has given us advantage over another, be it education and refinement, nobility of character, Christian training, religious experience, we are in debt to those less favored, and so far as lies in our power, we are to minister unto them. If we are strong, we are to stay up the hands of the weak. Angels of glory that do always behold the face of the Father in heaven, joy in ministering to his little ones. Angels are ever present where they are most needed. I'm going to read that again, beloved. Angels of glory that do always behold the face of the Father in heaven, joy in ministering to his little ones. Angels are ever present where they are most needed. With those who have the hardest battles with self to fight and whose surroundings are the most discouraging, weak and trembling souls who have many objectionable traits of character are their special charge. That which selfish hearts would regard as humiliating service, ministering to those who are wretched and in every way inferior in character, is the work of the pure, sinless beings from the courts above. Jesus did not consider heaven a place to be desired while we were lost. Wow. Jesus did not consider heaven a place to be desired while we were lost. So spiritual things are spiritual discern, right? He left the heavenly courts for a life of reproach and insult, and a death of shame. He who was rich in heaven's priceless treasure became poor, that through his poverty we might be rich. Have mercy. We are to follow in the path he trod. He who becomes a child of God should henceforth look upon himself as a link in the chain let down to save the world, one with Christ in his pain, in his plan of mercy. Going forth with him to seek and save the lost, many feel that it would be a great privilege to visit the scenes of Christ's life on earth, to walk where he trod, to look upon the lake beside which he loved to tread, to teach, and the hills and valleys on which his eyes so often rested. But we need not to go to Nazareth, to Capernaum, or to Bethany in order to walk in the steps of Jesus. We shall find his footprints beside the sickbed, in the hovels of poverty, in the crowded alleys of the great cities, and in every place where there are human hearts in need of consolation. We are to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and comfort the suffering and afflicted. We are to minister to the despairing and to inspire hope in hopelessness. The love of Christ manifested in unselfish ministry will be more effective in reforming the evildoer than will the sword or the court of justice. I'm going to read that again. The love of Christ manifested in unselfish ministry will be more effective in reforming the evildoer than will the sword or the court of justice. These are necessary to strike terror to the lawbreaker, but the loving missionary can do more than this. Often the heart that hardens under reproof will melt under the love of Christ. The missionary can not only relieve physical maladies, but he can lead the sinner to the great physician who can cleanse the soul from the leprosy of sin. Through his servants, God designed that the sick, the unfortunate, and the possessed of evil spirit shall hear his voice. Through his human agency, he desires to be a comfort such as the world knows not. The Savior has given his precious life in order to establish a church capable of ministering to the suffering, the sorrowful and tempted. A company of believers may be poor, uneducated, and unknown, yet in Christ they may do a work in the home, in the community, and even in the region, beyond whose results shall be as far-reaching as eternity. To Christ's followers today, no less than to the first disciples, these words are spoken. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28, verse 18, Matthew 19, Matthew, Mark 16, verse 15. And for us also is the promise of his presence. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 40. Today, no curious multitude flocks to the desert places to see and hear the Christ. His voice is not heard in the busy street. No cry sounds from the wayside. Jesus of Nazareth passed by. Luke 18, verse 37. Yet this word is true today. Christ walks unseen through our streets. With messages of mercy, he comes to our homes. With all who are seeking to minister in his name, he waits to cooperate. He is in the midst of us. He is in the midst of us to heal and to bless, if we will receive him. Thus saith Jehovah, in an acceptable time have I answered thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, to raise up the land, to make them inherit the desolate heritages, saying to them that are bound, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourself. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, and publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God rejoiceth. Isaiah 49, verse 8, Amplified Reverse Version 52, Isaiah 52, verse 7. Break forth into joy. Sing together, beloved, ye waste places. For the Lord had comforted his people. The Lord had made bare his holy arm in the land, in the eyes of all the nations. I'm going to read that again. The Lord had made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of God. Verse 9 through 10. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and mercy. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And I'm claiming that for my situation, for your situation. Remember, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen and amen. Here ends the reading, Sister Powell, for tonight. I pray that you all were blessed. If you have any feedback, commentary, any takeaway, or any query, you can certainly do that as it pertains to what we read today. Amen. From the Ministry of Healing.
Amen. Amen. Would you like to pray and then I just ask to comment?
Sure. Absolutely. Heavenly Father, as we bow before you, we're so thankful, Lord, for your word. We're so thankful, Lord, for the example that you came and you gave to us, Lord, for the help message that we have. That is the right arm of the gospel. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will agitate us so that we will present this message to every nation, to every person that we come in contact with, Lord. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you were here tabernacling with us. Lord, the enemy was trying with my eyes and everything, but, Lord, we bound that up in the name of Jesus. And your word was piercing. This is what I needed to do and to be reminded. So as I read and present the word, Lord, you comforted my heart. Again, in Psalms 84, where you said, no good thing will you withhold from your children, from those who walk uprightly. So we claim this promise in each and every one of our lives. We pray that you will put an edge of protection around each and every person and family members that is represented on this line. Give us your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, and your heart transplant so that we will leave here changed. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Lord, anything that we have done that is not in line with you. And we pray that as we depart from this line, Lord, you don't depart from us. Be with each and every person tonight. Continue, Lord, to tug on their hearts so that they will make these words a part of them, Lord. These words will become a part of their minds and their soul, as you reminded us. No matter what we're going through, no good things will you withhold from your children. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. God is so good, and also for the prayer. And also reminding us as we started this evening with our elder reform, I'm just going to ask my brothers and sisters if you have any query, comment, you know, about what we heard a while ago in this study, elder reform Thursday. You can press *6 and then take yourself off the line and press #1 and I will open the line. I was just sharing that these wonderful promises that the Lord has given unto us, that he said he will not withhold any good things for his children, right? And I will be with us, you, even to the end of the earth. All these wonderful promises. And now we start out this evening with our health reform, that God made provision for our social needs. You see how God is good? And in arrangement for the education of the chosen people, it is what made manifest that that life center in God's is a life of completion. So with God, we know that we are center in a life of completion with him. These are the promises that God has given unto us. So, my dear beloved, as we read this today and listen to this wonderful messages, promises from the Word of God, and we got quite a few scripture passages, Matthew 24, Matthew 28, 18, and also in Luke 18, you know, Isaiah 49, and Isaiah 52, 7. These are some scripture passages, and I do hope that, my dear beloved, all around, wrote down these scriptures so that you can go back and check. And I just want to thank everyone and thank Sister Stephanie for reading. I have not seen anyone who it seemed like every one of us well understand and agreeable with the study. We still have a few minutes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. So if you want to share something, a comment, something that you did not hear as we listen to the reading, it is telling us that every one of us is a medical missionary and we should be well equipped to go out in the community to present the remedies. But these wonderful remedies that God have given unto us, we heard it here over Sister Consinelli and share some wonderful tips. Lord, to us this evening, Sister Carla, Sister Stephanie, myself, and every one of us. And as we, God have gave us this natural remedy, he doesn't want us to keep it to ourselves. So let us remember our pure air, our sunshine, our abstinence as we rest tonight from Sister Consinelli, and how we should go to bed not over midnight or overeating. Also exercise, our proper diet, and also the use of water, and also trust in God, right? God have the divine power to give us all these remedies that we can go out and share. Well, my dear beloved, I have not seen anyone respond by taking off themselves of the line and press. So I just want to give God thanks tonight for each one, and I thank you all. You know, to be praying for Sister Powell, you know, in the sunny island of Jamaica. And I do praying myself for my brothers and sister, my dear Elder Rick,
Rich and his wife and Ashley, we have been lifting them up in prayer. And brothers and sisters, let us lift up all of us in prayer. And those especially on the islands, you know, we are facing a lot of situation, especially mental issues. So we are asking everyone, you know, to lift us up in prayer. So, my dear beloved, what I'm going to do, I will close with a word of prayer and then the song. And thank you. And remember that tomorrow night is Friday, Sabbath night. Invite a brother or a sister that they may join at the line. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you once more for this wonderful message that you have given unto us about health. And also, dear Lord, true knowledge, education, Lord, you have gave unto us, Lord, your word, and also should live. So we just want to give you the praise, and we bring honor and glory to you. Bless each and every one of us tonight while we go to sleep to have a good night rest. And keep us, Lord. Wake us up tomorrow morning. And as we lift up all these requests to you, we ask you to pour out your blessings upon each one. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Good night, my dear beloved. I will close with a little song, two verses of this song. Please.